Morning, you. 9:24. We've got clouds starting to move in here. 58 degrees. Friday Talk Round continues as we travel out Hankinson Way. It is coming back for the ninth season, ninth annual Music Fest. Returns to Hankinson next weekend, historic downtown Hankinson. Julie Falk on the phone with me this morning. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you all cranked up and ready for the Music Fest next weekend?
I guess.
All right.
We have to be ready. They're coming to town, so we have to be ready.
Absolutely. Well, tell us what's going to be going on. You've got three days of music and dancing. Tell us about this.
Yeah, starting Thursday evening, June 6th at 6:30, we kick it off with the music by Larry Rusevi, sponsored by the Sons of the American Legion at the Hankinson Community Center. And then two full days, Friday and Saturday, from noon to 10 p.m., we have lots of waltzes, polkas, and then into the evening, we have music more like classic rock, slow modern music, swing music, and country music. So we have Leanne Olson show arriving on Friday, Matt Hodek's Dakota Dutchman also coming, and they have been here all 9 years, and they're a fun group. They have trumpets and trombones and the piano and so much fun. And then the Squires Band that evening are the ones with the classic rock, slow modern swing music, and they come from Minneapolis, and we've had them at our Oktoberfest in the past, and they really know how to get people moving on the dance floor. And then for switching it up a little, on Saturday evening from 6 to 10, we have Blind Joe coming, and he is a great country music band. So we are very excited to have this going on. There's going to be food throughout the day, drinks at the bar by the Sons of the American Legion. So it's going to be a fun few days in Hankinson.
Julie, talk a little bit about admission for the Days of Music Fest.
Okay. So the two-day pass is $30 per person. If you come for just one whole day, it's $20. Or if you just want to come in the evening, it's $10 per person. So it's pretty reasonable if for full days of dancing for $30 for a two-day pass.
You are going to have a lot of fun at this as you do year in and year out. And, I want to make mention, too, if people want to bring campers, too, but there's no hookups, right? But you do have space available for that?
Yeah, there's free parking, RV parking, just right across from the community center. So it's very localized event. So you're right there when the music starts, and when the music ends at night, you can just park your camper there and crash.
All right. So, that's a great arrangement. Julie, listen, we're going to be calling you back next week. We're going to talk more about Music Fest, which is next weekend in Hankinson. Okay, you enjoy this good weekend, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
That is Julie Falk out Hankinson Way Music Fest. Get this on your calendars, folks. It happens next weekend, June 7th and 8th, in historic downtown Hankinson.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Earlier in May, the USDA put out its first balance sheets looking at the 24-25 supply and demand. Ben Brown is an agricultural economist for the University of Missouri's Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute. Brown talks about the corn side of the balance sheets.
On the corn side, I think that as a producer of corn, we have to feel pretty good. And again, this is my opinion, but we have to feel pretty good to see a 181 national average yield and an ending stocks number for new crop at 2.1 billion bushels. That